Okay, well, we're going to call the School Health Advisory Committee meeting to order at 3:34 p.m. on Monday, December 15th. I'll call Angie Marino and see if she can participate by phone.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Okay, so let's go ahead and do introductions again. Erica McCready, principal, and
Dana Griffin, school psychologist, counselor,
and Savannah Sarcedo,
parent
of Hector Castillo.
Yes. And I think Angie Marino will be on 1 second by phone, and hopefully Ms. Colon will show up. Just to review the minutes from last, we just gave campus updates, counselor updates, some required trainings, some safety procedures and stuff. Did you have any questions about the minutes from last week?
Mm-hmm.
Last meeting? Okay, great. Then we are going to proceed with the agenda, which campus updates.
I just did a brief review of the minutes. Which was explaining the purpose and mission of the SHAC mm-hmm. committee. We did the election of offices. We went over when the suicide prevention training would start. We reviewed the school safety procedures, and then we had a couple parent suggestions for topics.
Yep, great.
Yeah. Okay. And you're Ms. Figueroa again?
No. Sarcedo.
Oh, Sarcedo. Uh-huh. Okay. It's not, your name's not listed right here. Oh, that's just because of those are the offices. How do you spell the last name? I'm sorry.
S-A-U-C-E-E-D-O. Yes.
Okay,
we
got
need
it.
To add her that she was at the meeting for this one.
She was not listed on that
no,
one?
No, so we'll just add her. That's fine.
Oops, I took all your papers.
That's okay. So,
for counselor updates?
We did, we're required to do suicide awareness training with all students. So we decided to break it up into class meetings. And so, Ms. Griffin, if you want to speak to.
Mm-hmm. So we did the, we use the, what's called the SOS curriculum. That's what we talked about
signs
also last
time.
Signs of suicide curriculum. We used to own that curriculum. It's expired now, but basically we have like a PowerPoint that goes over some information about the risk factors for suicide, what are like the highest groups that are at risk for suicide, what does the self-injurious behavior, the non-suicidal but self-injurious behavior like cutting and things like that, what does that look like and include, and then also some statistics. Mm-hmm. All the statistics were pulled from 2024. Just like numbers like how many students in the United States reported, you know, seriously considering suicide, how many like attempted suicide one or more times in 2024. So we went over those kinds of statistics. And then also there's information. Nowadays we have not just the phone number, because like 911 is the emergency number, but 988 is the suicide hotline.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. But there's also text numbers mm-hmm. that you can text. So if you text, and I provided those to the students, then it's automatically like a mental health crisis counselor mm-hmm. who you can speak to, but you don't actually have to talk on the phone. They'll do it through text because, you know, it's like mm-hmm. more teenagers like texting than
sure,
talking. Yeah. And then let's see, what else did we go over? We did it for the freshmen. We did it for the sophomores.
And
we did it for the juniors.
So
we're going to wait till we do seniors when we come back in
January.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can address them in kind of a smaller mm-hmm. setting.
The students were very interactive. We, in each of those sessions, we also talked about the importance of knowing that, like, what suicide doesn't always look like the withdrawal, the, you know, sad moping that mm-hmm. sometimes some of the happiest people that you know are actually hurting on the inside.
Comedians.
Yeah, comedians. Right. And I did bring that up. So a lot of kids are too young to know who Robin Smith is, or right. Williams is, but he is the voice of Aladdin and Jumanji, and so they knew that. And so we talked about him committing suicide, and then there were also some, like, two pretty recent figures. So the guy Twitch was his name. He was the DJ and dancer on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and he's really popular on social media, so they knew him.
Oh, yes.
You know what I'm talking about? Yes. The black guy, yep.
Yep.
And then there was another rapper that just recently took his own life. And so we talked about those, and so talking about things like with Robin Williams, I had explained that I had watched the last interview that he did. And it was on just like a late night talk show. And he was cracking up the audience. They had clips of him laughing and joking with his mom. He was like literally everything that came out of his mouth was hysterical. He was literally himself laughing, and he committed suicide the next day. So that really like spoke to the kids. They were asking lots of questions. You know, they were very interactive. So I feel like those are, you know, they went well.
And now everyone's aware also that Ms. Griffin is a resource available to them on campus if they are having a bad day or they feel like they need to talk to somebody confidentially.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of kids know her, but now, you know, everybody is
kind of knows that that's like an okay topic. We talked about confidentiality, you know, and what does that mean? But of course, if you're wanting to harm yourself or harm someone else, or if someone's harming you, we talked about how legally those are the things where, you know, a counselor can break the confidentiality. And we talked about where my office is located and how they would go about accessing me if they had some concerns.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. So, again, required training for the seniors when we return.
We'll schedule in January.
For a day in January. We, per the last meeting's suggestion, we had talked about addressing the dangers of energy drinks. And so that was actually the email I had sent to all of y'all.
I saw that.
So if you could give me some feedback on that, if you feel like there's a video, there's a couple of videos to say which one you think would speak to the kids better.
Well, I just saw the email.
Right. So you can just email it back to me.
Mm-hmm.
You say, I think this would be good, or no, I don't.
Is this under required training or counselor updates?
Required training.
So you sent
our counselor. Well, I guess it's not required. I guess it would be under campus updated because
campus updates.
Yeah.
Okay. So you sent out, Ms. McCready sent out
an email,
including a video about the dangers
of
energy.
A couple different
drinks.
Videos to choose from which one we thought would, I was just asking for their input on which they thought might be more impactful for students, you know. So if you have any opinion about that, let me know.
Okay. I'll definitely take a look at this
great.
Today. I'll get back to you.
And then we'll be presenting that next month in the class meetings to them. So I just wanted to make sure that that was addressed. And then Ms. Figueroa had mentioned some kind of training for females on
self-defense.
Mm-hmm. And so also in the email I had sent a link to a self-defense business nearby to see if anybody had time to call them to see if they would maybe come over here and see what the fees were, just if they would do something for free for our girls or if there was a charge, you know, for like an hour to come over and do a class for us.
Okay.
Anyway, I was hoping to see if anybody had gotten those emails, but I guess they got buried. I know how it is.
I just admitted it. Nobody gave me a heads up about the email either.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I thought Ms. Roseanne, when I asked her to okay. No, it's no worries because this is the whole point is to plan. So I'll just remind people to check their email and, you know, get feedback if you have any anything. So we also covered teen dating violence last meeting with everybody except for the seniors. So that will have to be addressed as well with the seniors.
What about required training updates? What's under that heading?
Well, we've submitted all of our immunization records, which was required last Friday, so that's been updated to the state. And any more updates, required updates?
What was the date on Friday?
I know that The state highly recommends safe gun storage information to be sent home over the holidays, just because so many students are home by themselves, or and so they have a whole website of resources, and so we were going to probably include that with their report cards coming home on Friday, some kind of safe gun storage information.
Report cards go home this Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. So again, here's the kind of the list of things we talked about that we are required to cover and things that we can cover. So I don't know if there's anything that you feel like needs attention, as I mean, everything does, but if there's anything to prioritize.
Well, we just worked on Hector building a resume so he could get a job. Like right now is the best time for teenagers, seasonal, you know.
Sure.
Get their feet wet in it. Mm-hmm. Ms. Castillo gave us a hand and helped Hector type up a resume. You know, that's kind of a, because they're going to use that in the real world, you know.
Absolutely,
so you're helping
right.
them to step. So that, I don't know if you want to touch something with that, if children want to get some assistance to do the resume.
That doesn't really relate to this. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
As far as health committee, that's not under that heading, but I feel like it's something that we definitely like to address.
We could probably address something like that, like maybe in class meetings or something as we go along, to talk about like which kids have a resume, who needs a resume, and who needs help. Yeah.
Well, and I certainly think students having jobs gives them more responsibility, and then they, you know, more confidence, and less likely to do things they're not supposed to.
Keeps them busy and out of mischievous.
Exactly, right, out of trouble, for sure. Again, we're always tackling the e-cigarettes and the vaping situation, so that will be definitely on the plan for the spring as well.
Okay.
Let's see. And then we've got to kind of determine how we're going to address sex education, but that will be for the next meeting topic.
For January. Right.
Mm-hmm. Or, so that's, I guess, again, when do we... We only need two more meetings, one... This next in the spring, so I guess January, and then maybe at March one. To give us, you know, January would plan for January, February, and then March plan for April and May.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
For safety and security updates, since the safe gun storage information will be sent home, that's also like a high time for suicide risk. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if, like she just said, she wasn't aware 988 was the suicide number. Maybe we include the text line and the call line for suicide to go home with their report cards as well, maybe?
I think that's a great idea.
Okay.
Because I personally own a gun for my job, and I have it in a lockbox.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Right. And
because let's be realistically honest, even I've been with the company for 19 years. It's for my job. So kids get curious. I always told Hector, hey, you touch, you die. But I understood the minute that he can stand and touch the counter that he was eligible to shoot. So we took away that curiosity, got the proper training, and my son doesn't know how to use it. But that is for safety. But he does not know where the key is at.
It's good. Yeah. Responsible gun ownership is... Wish more people were using responsible gun ownership.
You
have there,
to.
Right?
You have
again,
to.
Again, taking the curiosity out of it and teaching them how to have respect and train.
Must.
Yeah, exactly. We've sadly lost two students' siblings to accidental gun death. Not in violence, but like playing with a gun and it went off and killed the...
And parents should be responsible for it. They should be held accountable. I'm sorry, I don't.
I 100%
there's no mercy
agree.
On that.
Absolutely. Sadly, they were in a mechanic's office and they had stepped out. And I mean, their children weren't behaving because they had gotten into the drawer or whatever. But
it was left out.
And it was like a little kid, you know, shot and killed by the gun. So anyway, heartbreaking. So yes. I appreciate you sharing that with us because it is super important that families have their guns stored. And the statistics are, sadly, that families with guns, there's a higher suicide rate of people with guns in their home.
Because they have more access to lethal means, yeah.
Right, and so, and unfortunately they, you know, don't have them locked like you do.
Mm-hmm. And they don't cost much. They don't. If you can't afford the lockbox itself, you know, you can buy a, I forgot what is that, cord. You just put it through the
right,
the,
so yes, exactly. Squeeze,
yes, you can squeeze it.
Yeah. There's actually a flyer that shows different options for
safe gun storage. As a matter of fact, I went to a marathon and they gave those away for free.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. Okay, well, that's good. That's helpful advice. All right, well, this is kind of a short meeting because I don't think we have a whole lot to discuss.
To go over.
We just need to kind of figure out when we want to schedule another meeting.
For January.
For January, and that's...
So put that in that email, that way we can all...
Sure,
that way
yeah.
Gives them, you have to open up that email.
Yes, yes.
Look at the video, send your opinion, and we mm-hmm. can all agree when you want to do this again.
So maybe you pick some possible dates. And
sure,
then...
yeah, and send them out to y'all. Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. Maybe not a Monday, because it seems like Mondays people kind of trying to recover from the weekend, but maybe a Tuesday might be better. I know we have the 12th, we have a basketball game, so...
So not that day.
And then 19th is a Monday, is Martin Luther King. It's a holiday. Mm-hmm. So it could be the 26th, or we could do something on the 13th, which is a Tuesday. But I will have to send out an email, or Ms. Roseanne will, just saying, hey, which of these dates would be the best
okay.
for you?
Okay.
Well, do we have any further business to address?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, then we will adjourn the meeting at 3:50.
Okay.
Thank you so much.